Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 14, The Three Modes of Material Nature, text 26. Mamchayo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate Sagunam samatityaitan Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. Translation. One who engages in full devotional service, unfailing in all circumstances, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This verse is a reply to Arjuna's third question, what is the means of attaining to the transcendental position? As explained before, the material world is acting under the spell of the modes of material nature. One should not be disturbed by the activities of the modes of nature. Instead of putting his consciousness into such activities, he may transfer his consciousness to Krishna activities. Krishna activities are known as bhakti yoga, always acting for Krishna. This includes not only Krishna, but his different plenary expansions such as Rama and Narayana. He has innumerable expansions. One who is engaged in the service of any of the forms of Krishna or of his plenary expansions is considered to be transcendentally situated. One should also note that all the forms of Krishna are fully transcendental, blissful, full of knowledge, and eternal. Such personalities of Godhead are omnipotent and omniscient, and they possess all transcendental qualities. So if one engages himself in the service of Krishna or his plenary expansions, with unfailing determination. Although these modes of material nature are very difficult to overcome, one can overcome them easily. This has already been explained in the 7th chapter. One who surrenders unto Krishna at once surmounts the influence of the modes of material nature. To be in Krishna consciousness or in devotional service means to acquire equality with Krishna. The Lord says that his nature is eternal, blissful, and full of knowledge, and the living entities are part and parcel of the Supreme, as gold particles are part of a gold mine. Thus the living entity in his spiritual position is as good as gold, as good as Krishna in quality. The difference of individuality continues, otherwise there would be no question of bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga means that the Lord is there, the devotee is there, and the activity of exchange of love between the Lord and the devotee is there. Therefore, the individuality of two persons is present and the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the individual person. Otherwise, there would be no meaning to bhakti yoga. If one is not situated in the same transcendental position with the Lord, one cannot serve the Supreme Lord. To be a personal assistant to a king, one must acquire the qualifications. Thus, the qualification is to become Brahman, or free from all material contamination. It is said in the Vedic literature, Brahmaiva san brahmapyeti. One can attain the Supreme Brahman by becoming Brahman. This means that one must qualitatively become one with Brahman. By attainment of Brahman, one does not lose his eternal Brahman identity as an individual soul. Translation again. One who engages in full devotional service, unfailing in all circumstances, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. Om Jnana Chimirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Nimilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manavishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Panchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Devacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare So it is said that to enter into fire, one must become fire. In the same way, to enter into the Supreme Brahman, or the service of the Supreme Brahman, one should come to the level of Brahman. And how does one come to the Brahman platform? By full engagement in devotional service. Twenty-four hours, we should have no other engagement besides devotional service. And if we remain fully absorbed in devotional service without deviation, we can remain steady on the Brahman platform. The basic requirement for coming to the Brahman platform is to chant the holy names of Krishna at least 16 rounds daily, and to follow the regulative principles which are meant to keep us in the mode of goodness. And from the mode of goodness, when we do chant the holy name, we can easily come to the Brahman platform. So the process of diksha means that the disciple is at least given the chance to come to the level of Brahman and thus to enter into the service of the Supreme Brahman, Krishna. And therefore, the devotees, in terms of ordinary activities, follow the regulative principles, which are meant to keep them in the material mode of goodness, especially cleanliness, so many principles are mentioned in the scriptures, and to engage in the service of the Lord, especially the process of hearing and chanting and remembering Lord Krishna. And the combination of the two, following the regulative principles of purity and cleanliness, and being engaged in the service of the Lord, especially through chanting the holy names and hearing about the transcendental topics of Krishna consciousness, one can become fixed on the Brahman platform and thus be eligible to render service to the Supreme Brahman. Lord Krishna himself declares in the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam that one who has been purified by the process of diksha is accepted by the Lord to be as good as the Lord. What is the meaning of as good as the Lord? The meaning is that one has the same quality as the Lord. The Lord is purely spiritual, and when the living entity is purified by the process of diksha, he also becomes fully spiritualized, and thus he is eligible to render service to the Lord. So the devotees must be very careful always to follow the regulative principles and to remain fully engaged in the devotional service of Sri Krishna, especially by chanting the holy names at least 16 rounds every day, and the rest of the time engaging in some sort of service related to Krishna consciousness. So today, Ramanuja Prabhu and his good wife, Shyam Sakhi Mataji, will be awarded second initiation or diksha, and we hope that they will take their responsibilities very seriously, always to follow the regulative principles, to chant 16 rounds, and to be fully engaged in devotional service without deviation. Of course, as long as we have the physical body, we have to engage in activities related to the body. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that ordinary activities required for the maintenance of the body, such as bathing, dressing, and so on, when done in the mood of devotion, to maintain the body for the service of Krishna, are not outside the range of devotional service, or they are not against the principles of full engagement in devotional service. But we engage in such activities just to keep the body and soul together, to keep the body fit for engagement in devotional service. But we do not falsely identify with the body or think that the real pleasure in life comes from gratification of the body's senses. We don't think that the real pleasure of life comes from sense gratification or subtle forms of sense gratification like mental speculation, whatever pursuits are independent of Krishna consciousness or devoid of Krishna consciousness. So we do the minimum required to keep the body and soul together comfortably, so that we can engage in the service of Krishna. But our real goal is Krishna's service, and our real pleasure is Krishna consciousness. And if we do continue in the same spirit of devotion, always engaged in devotional service, especially in chanting the holy names of Sri Krishna, and serving the mission of Krishna as we have received it from Srila Prabhupada, then we can remain steady on the Ravan platform, and we can actually be eligible to serve the Lord personally. So there are many prescriptions for the worship of the deity given in scriptures like the Nectar of Devotion. And the Nectar of Devotion also repeats the same principle with reference to authorized sources, that only one who strictly follows the regulative principles is eligible to the form of the Lord, the deity of the Lord. So being on the Brahman plat is a constant effort. It's not that we come to the Brahman platform and then we relax our efforts and imagine that we're permanently situated spiritually. But no, we constantly make efforts to maintain the standard of the Brahman, or the standard of constant engagement in devotional service according to the regulative principles. So, again, we pray to Srila Prabhupada and the disciplic succession and the deities to bless Ramanuja Prabhu and Shyam Sakhi Mataji, that they remain steady in their vows, in their practice of Krishna consciousness, and thus are able to serve their lordships favorably in such a way that Krishna and his devotees will be pleased. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions or comments? All right, so now we will proceed to give the mantras.